Can you tell me about your reaction to the citrus crop forecast?
Very surprised, obviously, that the number they came up with was that high. Certainly is not reflective to the level of damage that I've seen in our area and I've heard about, especially, you know, even further down in southwest Florida.
So do you think there'll be a big drop coming next month's forecast after they're able to assess the damage from the hurricane?
I don't know. I'm surprised if they've, in the couple of weeks since the hurricane, have been able to get an accurate representation to the drops that continue today and what will continue to drop in the coming weeks and months. And so I'd be extremely surprised if by the end of the season we're anywhere remotely close to that number.
And what do you see for this as a long-term for citrus?
Well, obviously what that number reflects is they thought we were going to have the turnaround year that everyone believed we were having. Their work obviously must have shown early on that they thought we were going to have a pretty darn good crop prior to September 10th. And so I think that bodes well for the industry, that the growers seem to be able to work through the presence of the disease and are kind of getting the industry headed back up. And then hopefully this is a short-term blip of a year or two in production, and hopefully we avoid these kinds of natural disasters for the next decade or two, and we start the march back up to bigger and better crops for the Florida citrus industry.
And anything else you'd like to say to the growers around the state?
No, obviously it's great to see the interest we saw even in this event today and how the men and women in this industry are interested in moving forward and doing what they can do. And I think it's going to be critically important that our friends in the federal government provide some assistance to keep this industry moving forward as we're making, you know, the personal investments we are in moving forward.